a passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver. Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Time, where we're changing the world. Wait for it. One Om at a time. And here on the Dr. Kevin Show, we like to bring in you some interesting people that have a lot to add, and tonight's guest is no exception. We'll be interesting introducing her in just a minute. For those of you that have been listening for the last 17 months, or those of you that have been following me for the last 17 years, as formats have changed and stuff, you know that I oftentimes like to open the show with a hot topic, and then sometimes the whole thing goes cold. But this week we have a hot topic, so welcome back, Hot Topic. And we know that when I talk about a hot topic, it's something that either warms the cockles of my heart or it gets me hot under the collar. I will remind you, it is a live call-in show, and we have a night, we have an evening with two psychics. So feel free to call in and pick our psychic brains if you'd like to, or just ask us as spiritual teachers and healers and grand poobahs of, you know, the multidimensional 5,000 different interpretations of the meaning of God. You can call in and ask us those questions as well. And you can call in at 202-570-7057. That's 202-570-7057. Hot topic. So, you know, my hot topic is the persecution of drag queens right now. You know, and we look at this, and you now have all of these states where, and I'm just going to say it, I you know, this is not my normal political show, and I don't want to make this a political show per se, but the GOP is in the legislation or in the governors. They have no solutions. They have no answers. They can't even come up in the federal level with a budget, you know, but just hate everything everybody else does. And they go after the disenfranchised. They go after the people that that are easy to vilify. And, you know, and every time they say it's because they're Christian or the Bible, I want to vomit, because if you're Christian spewing hate, you ain't Christian. You're a hypocrite. And maybe you don't know you're a hypocrite. And I think some of them probably wouldn't be able to pass an IQ test. So maybe they don't know they're a hypocrite. But some of them are smart enough to know that they're playing a game of, I just want to stay in power, so I'm going to give you a boogeyman. And the boogeyman, most recently, a lot of times, have been trans people, in which trans violence, trans murders, trans suicides have all gone up since they have decided we're useless pieces of shit that can offer you nothing in real legislation or solutions. So we're going to make you afraid of somebody and give you the validation to go out and make their lives horrible. And we will be your Christian heroes. Oh, you killed one? What a good Christian. I missed that part of the Bible studies. So that's my hot topic. Like, what's going on, and why is anybody tolerating this? Why are people thinking it's okay? I mean, are we back in the Spanish Inquisition? Like, do people really think that somehow they get a way to heaven by vilifying, humiliating, beating, and killing people because they're not genuflecting on the right knee? I don't know. I'm going to be tossing this ball to tonight's guest after I introduce her. She had no idea what the ball is. You know, I like to do that to guests. So she's probably sitting there going, oh, shit. But she didn't hang up. So I'm sure she has something to say. Tonight's guest is Ginger Hendry. Ginger is a member of New Hampshire Metaphysical Practitioner Directory and is also a popular reader during our psychic message circles, which you've heard me talk about before and will be at our upcoming one. But besides that, she has her own website, gingerhenry.com. She's Facebook at Ginger Henry. She's Instagram at Ginger Henry Intuitive. She is an animal communicator. She is a psychic. She is a medium. And, you know, she helps you talk with people that either can't talk in a language you can understand, animals, or left their vocal cords behind when they died. You know, that happens. You can't pack everything in the damn coffin. It's only so big. So she goes in and she helps you interpret what they're saying. And I know she does a lot more than that and a lot of things, and we're going to find out what they are. But first of all, as I always love to do on the Dr. Kevin Show, let me put her on the spot. Ginger, what is this drag madness? Have you ever been to a drag show, out of curiosity?
I am so glad to be here, number one. So thank you, Dr. Kevin. But also, I am right with you. I just think this is just disgraceful to pick on people that cannot fight back. It's easy to do. And I really don't know why they think it does anything for them at all. I mean, other than bring in money, right? Because a lot of times when people, politicians or whatnot, say things, they expect people to send in money. I like this person. They're thinking what I'm thinking, or they're saying what I'm saying. And it's despicable. And it's all over social media. So I just think us who need to be more tolerant, that really consider ourselves, I hate to say just consider yourself Christian, but a really good person, a spiritual person, would never allow this, right? Would never say that, and certainly don't feel that way.
You know, and one of the things is, and I don't know, have you ever seen the musical South Pacific?
Yes. Yep.
And I keep going back, you must be carefully taught to hate the parent, they hate the people your parents hate. The children must be carefully taught. And they're doing everything they can. I mean, Florida has become a dictatorship third world country with a huge amusement park. Mm-hmm. Texas is right behind it. They're trying to rob people of an actual education so that they can groom them. And every time they go groomer, I'm going, oh my God, if you open up the word groomer, you see DeSantis, you see Abbott, you see Trump.
Yep.
I mean, like, you know, it's not even the pot calling the kettle black, because drag queens are not groomers. Trans people are not groomers. These people are not grooming anybody. Look at them. They're beautiful. They spend all their time grooming themselves.
Right. Right. Well, here's the thing. I really feel like, you know, people that are trans, let's say, that are going through like a really difficult time, they're trying to be authentic. They're trying to be what let's say God made them, what's in their soul, what's in their heart, and who is anybody else to make a judgment on that? It's sick.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. So, well, see, that wasn't so bad. I tossed you a hot ball and you turned it into a pizza pie crust. We'll eat later.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you brought it up, because I don't think it's brought up enough. I really don't. It's terrible.
Yeah, and this is one of the things I want to say, and I want to reiterate your point. This is with obviously the Dr. Kevin spin, because we all know how I spin, it is not a time to be on the fence.
Nope.
If you are not speaking out, if you are not standing up, if you are not defending people's right to be people, it's just a right to be who you are.
Exactly.
The bottom line, who the hell is anybody to legally tell me I can't wear a dress in public? I mean, it can't even be constitutional to say, oh, you're a male, you can't wear a dress in public, because that's what a drag person's doing. You can't wear makeup. You can make it illegal to wear makeup because of your genitalia. Really?
Yeah.
You know, when you take it apart and think about it. But at this point, if you're not with your vote, with your voice, with petitions, if you're not defending these people's right to be who they are, then you are one of the enemy. You are not on the fence. There is no fence anymore. Go ahead.
Right. Well, I like your point that about teaching children, because obviously that's where it starts. And that's what people that do not agree with this, to your point, need to make a stand. But we need to teach and to take some of this out of the classrooms, out of conversation, is just ludicrous. It's, you know, you read things about the Hitler time, right? The persecution that went on. And a lot of the things that you're starting to see are things that happened then, the control of the media, putting out a certain message, looking down on people that they felt weren't their same level. And then it just, people looked the other way and it got worse and worse until we ended up in that situation. And I just can't believe people don't see that now. That's what's happening.
Well, you know, all I can say is, we have now a strong, solid group of ostriches in this country. And they really think if they just put their head in the sand, somebody else will do it. And sooner or later, they're going to come after something that means something to them, because it inevitably always happens that way. Sooner or later, they will decide, you know, in some absurd way, that there's some group or organization or belief system that you now have that doesn't pass muster. And the fact that we don't have more ability. I mean, I love Dominion, and I hope they get that 1.6 billion.
Yeah.
And I hope Tucker gets sued by all of these people that got injured at January 6th for what he's saying now and what he's doing with the tapes that spineless McCarthy gave him. But anyway, I don't want to make this a political show, so we're going to move into you. One of the things I noticed was in that little write-up we get, and I will be very honest, you know, all of that kind of sort of happens behind me, and then I show up and do what I do. But I did not see a mention of the fact that you also, besides your mediumship and your animal communication, that you do intuitive coaching. And I want to put that in as somebody who, you know, has danced along that yellow brick road for years myself. And I think it's very important for people to recognize the set of skill sets that come when somebody is an intuitive coach. And how long have you been doing the intuitive coaching? And can you tell me a little bit about that? I'm picking on that because the one thing that wasn't in your bio. So of course that's what I'm going to pick on.
Well, you know, when you start to open up, and I know you did that at a very early age, probably ahead of where I was, my connection was with animals. It didn't expand until I was older. But when you go down that path of working intuitively, then you get more and more information, right? You're able to connect, whether you're in the Akashic Records, whether you're connected to these guides, or whether you're getting something from a loved one, or if you're getting it psychically, meaning, I guess, just spirit is sending me that info. And that started to happen to me when I was doing my animal communication. So I would say probably I've been doing professionally animal communication maybe 8 years. And I would say a couple of years into that, I was very comfortable, because normally I connect with my person too. If I connect with the person, sometimes I'm able to go a little bit deeper with the animal feels more comfortable. And so intuitively, that's what happened, is that I started to work with people. And then I did do some training. I did some classes. I did some circles. I, you know, really wanted to expand and go deep, because my whole point of all the intuitive work I do, whether I'm with animals or people or guides, is that I strongly believe that we are here to experience everything, that we are here to live in our own power, which is very, very difficult. We can talk about that. And that we need to be authentic. We need to be exactly who we are. We need to feel that we're empowered to do that. And when I'm doing intuitive coaching, that's really the sort of the seat that I'm coming from. I want to make sure everybody knows you have the power to make the changes you need, even though we get stuck and we're not sure we have the power, and we're not sure because we're so obligated maybe in different ways. And so I love that piece of the work, is to help people recognize that they do have the power and that they're not alone. right? And not that we always have guidance if we open up and we look for it.
You know, and a couple of the things, and I'd like you to comment on this, is I know from my practice, you know, because I've been in practice at this point longer than you've been alive, because you're what, 22, 23?
Yeah.
So somewhere around that age. is that, you know, that the first step with the intuitive, oftentimes is just the intuitive confirming what you knew, but they couldn't possibly know because you don't trust yourself.
Exactly. Yep. That's exactly right.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say it's right, because, and I think that people are moving so quickly in a very, things that open up now, but in a traditional way, that you think it's something that I saw with my eyes, I heard with my ears. You know, they don't trust that gut. Now, some people do trust the gut. Maybe that's not the right job for me, or maybe, you know, this kind of thing, but it doesn't get expanded, even though we all have the intuitive ability, right? It's not, I don't see it as some person or some people are more gifted than others. I feel like more, those people may be more developed than others.
Well, you know, and I think that it's important, you know, I'm going to put this out there, and I know probably any moment now the music's going to start for our first break, but I'm going to put this out there and have you comment on it. You know, the thing is, somebody, let's say like a Tom Brady, mm-hmm. came in and clearly had the genetics and had the natural talents and goal, and then added discipline and training and became kind of the football superstar he was. But he also was set up for success because that's what he came here to do.
Yes.
And yes. He may get a gut feeling here or there, and he may not even ever call it intuitive. I love the people who you watch use their intuitive all the time, and they say, I have no intuitive ability. Right? But I, no matter how hard I practiced or tried or did whatever, I'm not going to ever be a Tom Brady because I didn't come in to be a Tom Brady. And so So people that are called to be intuitives usually come in, you know, with more just obvious gifts, and they're a little easier to access. So they just show up a little bit more. Sometimes they show up like yappy dogs chasing your feet because they don't want to let you alone.
I see what you're saying. Yes, I do believe that. I just believe that everybody has an innate sense of intuitive ability.
Absolutely. There's our break music. Sorry. We'll be right back. And we'll find out what choices Ginger has made right here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday? and together we can discover what's really going on.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times. I'm here today with Ginger Henry. She is a animal communicator and intuitive coach. She's a medium, so if you'd like to buy her something to wear, just go for a medium. No. she is also part of the New Hampshire Metaphysical Practitioner Director. She is a well-loved and regular at our Psychic Message Circle. The next one is coming up in April, and you can find out more information about how to book a spot and experience the full Ginger experience and the full Dr. Kevin experience, because you and I'll be both on that day.
Yeah.
With two other people. So go to New Hampshire Metaphysical and get your ticket. You can sit in a room with Ginger, sit in a room with me. You all know Lori Powers Auto. You'll be sitting in a room with her. And I believe Nancy is coming back for that one as well. So, you know, with the whole gang, we'll be back together. We'd love to see you there. You can find out more about Ginger at gingerhenry.com. And I realize I'm not enunciating. Henry, Hendry.com. So, and Ginger as in not Marianne.
That's right.
But you are both redheads, you and Ginger. you were talking about, you know, some people don't just access it. But I think that some people, it's not only just about access, but some people just come in more naturally gifted because it's what they're here to do in a lifetime.
Yeah.
Like some people,
yeah, you're right.
Like Mozart came in more musical or, you know, stuff like that. So what I would like to shift us now is, so I'm going to share a quote of yours. Mm-hmm. When we connect intuitively to an animal or our loved ones in spirit, we find they're waiting to help us with our challenges and the healing we may need. We just need to hear the messages they're sending. I can help with that. Mm-hmm. So that is a quote of yours.
Yes.
And can you tell me, I know you've been doing animal stuff a long time, or the longest period of time, but can you tell me, like, this, whether your first session or what was the moment that you realized the power of what you did for other people?
I would say very early on in my animal communication work, because, you know, I come from, we all have had loss in life, but I had a lot of loss in my early life. I lost my dad, you know, I lost a brother, I lost, you know, grandparents, very young. And so I always believed, maybe because I was Catholic, that I would see them again. It never occurred to me that I wouldn't see them again. So I always had that belief. And when I was really little, I could tell when my father was with me. And it wasn't anything I ever spoke about. I just knew he was there. As a matter of fact, once in a while, I could feel him, like, give me a little tug on the back of my hair. and I just never said anything to anybody. I just knew there was more. And so when I started, I was in corporate for a long time, and I just got burned out. And I thought, I need to find something that I'm really passionate about, because I have a choice, right? We said that earlier. And so I decided to open in pet sitting business. And everybody said, oh, yeah, I wouldn't do that or whatever. But I thought, I love animals. I would love to be self-employed. I've always been corporate. And so I did that. And it became pretty successful. I had employees and whatnot. But what happened was I realized that ability to communicate was not just with my own animals, but with other people's animals. And that lit up everything for me. And I found a program through Circles of Wisdom years and years ago, which was an animal communication program. And I took it and I thought, wow, I'm getting information. And at the beginning, you don't trust yourself, right? You think, okay, that was a good guess. But as you get validated, you know, that you go deeper and whatnot. And when I saw the healing that would happen, let's say somebody who is struggling because they lost their animal and really having a difficult time getting over it, if I could connect them and they knew that animal was talking to them because they were talking about things that had happened in life, and much like it's basically mediumship. It made me feel so good that I could help, because I knew what it felt like to lose, you know, to lose loved ones. And so it just from there took off. It was not even, you know, I'm going to do this because it's a job or whatever. This was really a passion. It made me feel so good to make those connections.
You know, in some ways I find, that, you know, a lot of people, you know, talk because, you know, I've been on your podcast, which is called The mm-hmm. Psychic Wives, and you can find it on Facebook. If you go to Facebook and backslash The Psychic Wives, you can hear she and two of her partners in crime regularly interview me. I regularly interview people, and they've interviewed me twice. And they're supposed to have me back at some point, but I think I scared them off last time. No. But, you know, so, you know, I started very young, but, mm-hmm. you know, it took me, because I was young and because I was giving out psychic information, you know, professionally as a teenager, it took me a long time to get how much I impacted other people. Because I had no maturity. And you, by having more life experience and more maturity when you opened up to it, got to that point much quicker. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's that advantage that by the time you started it, you brought in a whole ton of the life experience, because I stopped doing the work for a while and then went out and got life experience and then came back and picked it back up. But you know, I just think that that's interesting, because they both have their value.
Yes.
You do, you know, you have that well to draw from. So my next question go ahead. No, go ahead, please.
When I did the pet sitting and realized that connection, what I realized was, and I'll just tell you a very quick story. I was walking an old boxer that I loved to pieces, but he was dog aggressive, so I couldn't ever get near anybody. So I took him out this one day. I used to do midday dog walking. That was part of the business. And I noticed he was limping on his hind leg. And so we got back to the house. This was years ago. So I wrote a note, you know, he's limping on the rear leg and whatnot. And so I came back the next day to walk, and she had left me a note, and she said, oh, thanks for letting me know. I didn't notice anything, but I'll keep an eye on it. So then I go out again. Now I'm watching. No limp. So I thought, oh, okay. And maybe there was something stuck between the pads of the paw. No worries. So I stopped paying attention to it. And then I see it again out of the corner of my eye. I keep seeing it. And then when I'm staring at it, it's not there. This is just bizarre. I write in the note again. Okay. I saw it again. Following day, she called me. The following day I wasn't going, but the next time I was supposed to go, she called me and said, look, I noticed what you were talking about with the limp. So I made an appointment at the vet, and you don't have to come today at lunchtime, because I'm going to pick him up and take him to the vet. And that night she called me, and she said, by the time she got home at lunchtime, his foot and the bottom of his leg had swollen up. And she took him to the vet, and he had a staph infection in between the pads of his paw. Well, they had a cut, so they figured that was where the staph infection was from. So it took me like a couple of days. I'm thinking, how did I know that? Like, if she didn't see him limping in it, anyway, the long and short of it was, I thought, oh, I saw it kind of before it happened. And maybe that's what's happening with me, with, because I had lots of animals and employees and whatnot. Maybe that's happening, but I'm always moving so fast. I go, for me, like a quick thought, okay, this is this and this is that, but not open in that way, if you know what I mean. And so I started to do that, and I realized I was getting a lot of information. I just didn't pick up on it, or if I picked up on it, I thought I saw it, or I knew it for some reason, like in the 3D world, in this world, not intuitively. So that really opened up things for me all the way around as well.
So this may seem like an odd connection, but since we know I'm odd, it won't surprise you. I've done some animal work. I don't, quote unquote, I don't like offer animal communications. If an animal needs to talk to me, they know they can. If I'm working with a client or I'm in a situation and the animal is trying to rat their owner out, which is funny when that happens. You're working with the client. You're working with a client, and the animal comes in and says, "Yeah, they're lying to you."
Yep.
but I have had, and I don't know if you've had this experience. That's why I'm bringing it up. Is I have had several experiences now through the years where nonverbal. Sometimes younger children, but sometimes like a child that because of birth defects or early childhood accidents or traumas or whatever, and maybe in their 30s or 40s, but their parents still have to take care of them and they've never been verbal and they don't have a communication, that I can go in and tell them what that child or adult is feeling or thinking or wanting. And it struck me one day, it's very much like doing animal communication.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you had those experiences as well?
I have, not with a child. Well, I shouldn't say that. Well, that was a mediumship. I was going to say I did have a baby come through recently, but that was mediumship. But with that, yes, I have been in animal communication readings, one very recent, and the man's mother-in-law came through. And I just assumed when she came through that she had passed. And I asked him that, was it a recent passing? And he said, no, she's still here. And then I went back to the animal and I got this, you know, like knowing that she wasn't all there basically. And so I asked him and he said, she has Alzheimer's and she has not been sort of verbal for the last couple of years, but she was very close to the dog. And so I heard from her and I heard from the dog and his relationship with her. So yeah, I do. I think that's the case.
Yeah. And I do think it's interesting. Because I don't think with the nonverbal people that I have worked with through the years, for whatever reason, I don't think I've ever, because in those cases, those are the cases where I would go to the house. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, like these people are, you know, maybe in hospital beds, they don't move easy, whatever. And, you know, I will do out calls for special cases. Things like that. I don't think I've ever been in one that didn't have one or more animals in it. Mm. And I think that there is a special connection between those that come in to live a nonverbal life, whether it's because of some kind of, trauma or accident or whatever. But I've never worked in a situation where there wasn't animals also there. And I think that there's a special connection between the animals and these individuals, because I believe, I mean, and I'm going to say I know because I've heard about it. I went to a place, I always remember going to this one place once, and I went back several times until the young man, he was like 40, but passed. And the mother would bring me in to get messages from him, because when she found out I could do that, this was like huge for her. You know, she'd been his mother for 40 years and he never knew what he was really thinking. Mm-hmm. But she always said, I always knew that he was thinking something, but he couldn't get it out. And one of the early visits, he made a comment about the animal and something that they did to the animal, which like wasn't cruel or mean, but it was something they did to the animal, and that the animal didn't like it and he didn't like it and they needed to not do it again. It was like some fancy haircut or something, you know, like they did something. And so he yelled at her for the animal because the animal was complaining to him.
Well, I will tell you the belief of all of the animal communication, either classes, circles, or, you know, my own work, is that the belief is that animals come into our lives. It isn't random, the same way that people come into our lives. But animals come in, and I always think of any animal as a healer, because they come in, and the mission is they have already achieved unconditional love. Right? An animal loves you for who you are. They don't care what you look like. They don't care how much money you have. They don't care about any of that. They love you. And we don't really have that. We're striving for that in our, you know, people relationships. And so they come in, and the belief is, and what I hear from them, is that they come in to work with us to help us evolve in this life to be the best us we can be. And sometimes it's just they love us to death. And that's what we need. We need that sort of soft place to land. We need a partner. We need to not feel alone. Sometimes it's in behavior. And somebody will come to me and the dog or cat or something is doing like a behavior that they cannot stand. And they come to me and say, can you tell them to stop it? And then I find out from the animal, well, I'll stop it when they do X, Y, or Z. And I'll tell you just a quick one. I had a cat who was peeing outside the box, and it was a customer that I knew. And the cat said that he's not listening to me. And so she has a house full of animals. So I said, I don't know which one. She wouldn't tell me which one it was. And I thought it was another cat. Long and short of it is that I heard from her like a week later. And she said, oh, that was for me. I had asked my husband to do something. He kept telling me he was going to do it, and he didn't do it. And I was really upset. And so finally, I asked him to do it. I expected him, and he did it. And she stopped going outside the box. So that's just like one example. But I said to her, you now use her as your mirror. If she starts to show a behavior problem, then maybe she's just pushing your button so that you stand up for yourself. So there is some of that going on as well. I did have somebody ask me, well, is a UTI ever a UTI? Yes, it is. And if somebody comes to me with that kind of an issue, I say, did you go to the vet? I'm not a vet. I'm not giving you a diagnosis. I'm only telling you what the animal is telling me. So, yeah, I think they're all healers. That's what they're here for.
Well, and it's interesting because, and I'll be very interested to hear your take. And I always tell all my guests, it is never a faux pas if we choose to have a completely different perspective on something. Never hesitate to speak your truth. So, but, you know, in the work that I've done, and you know, especially because I spent a period of time running around the country full time for a few years, and like going from spiritual community to spiritual community like a vagabond, that not only are they healers, but I've watched those animals that have held the illness for the person, and the animal will get sick and die in the process of trying to get the human to recognize they're having health issues and go take care of them.
Yes.
Have you ever heard that? Yep. Talk to me about that.
Yes. Yep. Well, I had one, and it didn't go to that extreme. But I had a woman who is vegan, has lived most of her life as vegan, and she has cats and a dog and a horse and whatnot. But anyway, she said that her cat had some illness. She had been to the vet several times. The cat was vomiting. She had changed foods. She had done like all of the traditional, you know, here and now things. And what the problem turned out to be was that although she was still a vegan, she was not eating the way she used to, meaning whole foods and, you know, that kind of thing. She was eating vegan fast food, let's say, or processed food. And she was sick. It was making her sick, but she never really thought about herself. She was looking at the animal, and she said, I finally cleaned up my diet. As soon as I started feeling better, she stopped vomiting. So, yes, and if you can catch it, right? That would be the optimal thing. Okay, this animal's showing me something. You know, what am I doing or what's happening with me? Can I draw a parallel? But sometimes people don't get that. And yes, an animal can pass because of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And, you know, we are going on our second break. I will be back with the fascinating and fabulous Ginger Hendry right after this break here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Vox Novus, the new voice. Vox Novus, the new dimension. Vox Novus, thought and movement leaders who will share from their experience and offer tools to help us navigate our rapidly changing world. My name is Victor Furman. Join me every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio for Vox Novus, the new voice.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
So, welcome back to the last segment of the Dr. Kevin Show. This week we have Ginger Hendry. Again, that's H-E-N-D-R-Y. You can find more about Ginger at gingerhendry.com. You can also go to New Hampshire Metaphysical. She's part of our practitioner directory. She is a regular psychic message circles. And Ginger and I and Lori, who co-host on a semi-regular basis with me here, and Nancy Smith are all going to be April 23rd, I believe is the date. I have posted it, and you can find it in New Hampshire Metaphysical. We will be at a psychic message circle. You can come in and experience, I'm going to say in Zoom person, the ginger magic. I've actually put on the Dr. Kevin Show Facebook page where we've announced tonight's show. I have put a link where you can link and buy your tickets to come hang out with Ginger and I and Lori and Nancy. I get to be Charlie and they get to be the angels. the metaphysical Charlie's angels.
That's right.
So, you know, the other thing is the amount, the in-tuneness of animals. And that's one of the reasons we need to, like, I have two cats. I know you have to have animals. I don't know what your current, what your current situation is, but I'm sure there's an animal involved.
We have dogs.
Okay. You know, and they know my mood better than I do. Oh, I swear.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they come and they give comfort or they give me a wide berth of space. They're like, oh, yeah, yeah. No, puppy's not happy.
Yeah.
So, in our last segment, I'm going to put you on the spot again, and you can always say no. Mm-hmm. I'd like you to see if you have any intuitive messages for me. I'd like to, you know, well, remember, you can call in 202-570-7057, 202-570-7057. You can ask us questions. You can ask us for an intuitive hint for yourself or your animal, and whatever Ginger and or I get, we're happy to share that with you. But I'm going to see if Ginger will see if there's anything she's getting for me. And if she goes, this wasn't part of it, I'm not feeling drawn.
Well, I will tell you what comes through when you and I are speaking is really, I don't know if it's a message or a feeling, so I'll put it out that way, that what you're doing now, and I'm not going back, but in this realm right now is so important. I know you already know that, but the picture that I see is everything expanding and expanding, and the feeling around that expansion is not just, how can I say, it's not just it is what you're putting out, but what I'm getting is a connection. I'm getting that you have the ability to connect people together that have some ability to work together, that, and that goes out. It's like throwing a rock in a pond and you watch the ripples go out, and it feels like that's right now what's happening. Now, maybe that's always been you. I don't know. You know, we've only known each other for a few years. But I feel like that is so powerful right now for you to connect the people that need to be connected to push the work out. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yep. Keep going. I mean, if you've got more, keep going. I'm listening. Okay. With bated breath. It's bated with chicken breath.
It feels too like I know that you have written books. And because we've talked about that, we've talked about on the podcast. But what I keep seeing is, and I don't know if this is an actual, but like a laminated sheet, you know, like sometimes you buy a laminated sheet and it gives you steps to do X, Y, and Z. I'm getting that would be so helpful to put, rather than, I don't mean just a book, but in addition to a book, is to put out these things that people can, and maybe you do, and I'll be embarrassed, Kevin, if this is the case, but have things on your website that somebody could download or somebody could purchase for download that would be helpful for them to be in that space, to be in that mindfulness, to recognize, you know, their potential. I see it more in smaller bites than just big bites. Does that make sense?
You're saying that I'm good at nibbling as well as full digestive.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes.
No, I don't have anything like that right now. And, you know, I've referred this to a couple times on the show, but I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but I am launching a whole new rebranding of myself in April.
I'm creating
new products for it. And I'm going to be turning out some new master classes, like really extensive master classes. And I think what you're talking about is because the master classes are going to be like six 75 minute classes that you can just watch. And then module two is another six 75 minute classes. But I'm going to be doing like monthly check-ins with people that are taking the class if they want and stuff like this. But that's what the handouts are. So I think that's a brilliant message. I knew you had something to tell me. And I was like, you know, I'm going to put her on the spot. The worst thing that will happen is next time I see her in person, she'll kick me. So, you know, one of the questions I like to ask people who are in, you know, like in the flow of things, so to speak, and what's going on. And for the last time before tonight's show's over, I will remind you, 202-570-7057. Feel free to call in if you have any questions for Ginger or I. We're welcome to talk to you live on air. A lot of times I know I get frustrated by what I think is misrepresented or misconceptions that have almost become like urban legends about like the work we do or things about animals or about mediumship or any of that stuff that, you know, and I used to call this, I still call this segment sometimes, what a load of crap.
Yep.
Like something that you go, this is just a load of crap. And I just want to tell people, stop believing that, stop doing it. Stop giving your power away to some half-baked author, not me, of course, I'm fully baked. Actually, I'm kind of sauteed. Anyway, so or some internet search or some, you know, Zaharian voodoo priestess on YouTube that's living in her parents' basement and wouldn't actually,
exactly,
you know a spiritual thought if it bit her, him or her in the ass. So
yep.
I'm going to open this up. What would you like to call out as a load of crap or just a thought process you'd like to see adjusted that you think is, I always think they do damage, and that's why I like to call them out, not because I like being mean.
Yeah, and I agree with you because I had given that some thought, and the thought that I have is really around social media. I don't know if you ever watched any of the Harry Potter movies or read the Harry Potter books. I did that with my kids years ago, and so you see the talking pictures, you know, you see somebody, you can see the movie. Okay, so when I go to Instagram, it's not as much on Facebook, but when I go to Instagram, that's how I feel. Because I feel there's so many people out there that are telling you how to live, that are telling you that sort of like what you just said, basically that they may be the guru and they have the answer for you and whatnot. And I always get this feeling that it is a load of crap. Not everybody, certainly not everybody. But if I come across somebody who I don't like feel is living authentically, do you know what I mean? That has real substance to give you, not some of these trite, you know, things. And people sometimes say love and light. I think that's a wonderful thing to say. But if somebody keeps sending me stuff with love and light, I think, who are you? Like, can't you just say goodbye? You know? Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that there's so many people that are out there that are trying to push themselves or sell themselves to you as if you don't know your own direction. And I like to tell people, when you're looking for some intuitive help or counseling even, but you want somebody who's going to help empower you, right? Help you realize that you have what it takes to live the life you want to live authentically. You don't need somebody to tell you how to do that. You need somebody to help you figure out how you do that, you. And so I think it is a load of crap, a lot of what I see on Instagram in particular. I just say be careful who you decide to work with. I don't know if that's along the same lines or.
See, I knew there was a reason I've always loved you. you're my kind of girl. Awesome. Well, and, you know, part of the problem is, first of all, you know, just because we're doing spiritual work doesn't mean we get a pass. Doesn't mean we don't get our own life issues. It doesn't mean that we don't have our own stumbles. And I teach from mine. I mean, you know, because I've had a full-time practice for a long time now. And I have no problem with ever telling a stumble, a fall, or whatever that I've done. And what I learned from it as a teaching moment. Like, you know, and you know, so first of all, are the ones that try to come off as if they're somehow better than human. They kick you right off.
Yep.
Okay. But the other thing is you have somebody, you know, they maybe went to a couple of, you know, develop your cycle circles, which aren't classes. Because I found that out when I first started doing New Hampshire Metaphysical back in the day before I actually owned it. And not that I'm saying they're bad, but when I taught my psychic development class there the first time, I had people that had been going to a ton of psychic, you know, like, you know, let's develop your psychic. But it was more like a tiny little bit of information that everybody practiced. And I was like, did anyone ever tell you like cosmic laws and how this works and give you an understanding? And I had people in my class going, no, I've been to five different teachers doing some kind of, and you've taught me more in the first of your four classes than I've learned in all of these others put together, because they're not teaching me anything. It's like, oh, within you, get quiet, you'll find. I'm like, So, but you have these people and they go to a couple of things and somebody says, oh, you're fabulous, keep coming. Which always is a little questionable because it's like, keep coming because you pay me. And then they read a book Oh, and suddenly the world only started when the Law of Attraction came out, or whatever the latest, like, miracle book is. Those always aggravate right. me. You know? But I actually have done a talk, which I, at some point I'll probably turn into a class or a blog or something, called Fast Food Spirituality. And, you know, fast food spirituality is as dangerous as fast food.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. Anything else? Because I know at any point now I'm going to hit the closing music. But until I hear it, we're going to squeeze everything we can out of this ginger.
Yeah. So one thing, if you're just asking, you're just going to ask me one last thing, this is the thing that I think is so important. And again, it's social media and the technology and the times that we're in. But a lot of people have lost the ability to talk to each other because we talk at each other. And it so bothers me. I think that's like sort of a crux underneath everything. You know, you're talking to somebody and they're not really listening to what you say because they're waiting for themselves to be able to respond, especially if it's something that you might find offensive or you're uncomfortable with. And I just would like people to say, you know, if it's somebody that I'm involved with and I say something and people are either offended or whatever, ask me why. Where am I coming from? Because chances are I'm coming from a different place than you think I am.
Yep. And that's our time. That's our music. Ginger, thank you. Next week,
thank you,
Planetary Dr. Influences.
Bye.